Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. I am so glad that you are back here. If this is your first time, welcome. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel or subscribe to the podcast, however you listen to podcasts, because you don't want to miss all the great episodes that will come after this one. If you have been rocking with me for a minute, hey girl, hey, so glad you decided to come back. So excited that you are here. Thank you so much for continuing to share the podcast, share the link, watch the YouTube channel. Like, I just love y'all. I feel so loved by y'all. And so I'm so glad that y'all are here. I really appreciate you. So listen, I have this quote I want to share with you. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. Helen Keller. This is what I'm saying to you. I could not reach the people that I reach if it weren't for you. If you weren't watching, if you weren't sharing, tagging me on Instagram, writing the reviews on iTunes, because all of those things help more people to find the podcast. So I certainly couldn't have the impact that my heart desires if it wasn't for y'all. And, you know, so I'm the courage coach. And 90% of the programs, 90% of my income comes from programs that have a community aspect. One of the things I used to say all the time is that no one is great alone. And that's true. But it's not just about you having a squad. Community is an important part of it as well. And so like the Courageous Tribe 2.0, the Courage Circle 2.0, the work that I do with Patrice, Purpose to Platform, her Mastery and Momentum, those are all programs that have some type of community component, some intentional community component. Even the Dose of Courage community, right, has this community component. And it's because as a coach, I want to have the greatest impact and I want you to have the greatest transformation. And what I know is, and what studies show and prove and my experience and all of that shows, is that community is a game changer. This is the truth. Like, I don't know everything. No coach knows everything. And so I do have like one-on-one coaching sessions and stuff like that, but the greatest transformation I can help you to have, the greatest change that you can experience for me as a coach, is going to have a component of community. It's going to have community as a component. And so I want to talk to you today, and I wanted to record this episode today because, you know, I want to help you to recognize the benefit of community as it relates to your business, in hopes that you would join a community and that you would contribute to one. Now, community does require active participation and engagement. Groups you can just show up to. You can just be in a group. It doesn't require that you contribute at all. But community only exists when the members, the individuals of the community, are engaging, contribute, open to receiving support, right? Like, it's a group effort to build community. And so, you know, I hope that you'll be able to recognize it, because I think it's something that's often overlooked, the importance of community. We know relationships are important, and we know having a squad is important in that, you know, in that aspect. But I think sometimes we can miss out on the importance and the impact of community. First thing that makes it a game changer is that you learn faster and you learn more. You learn more and faster when you're in a community, because when people are in a community, they are sharing, right? I already said that community is about contribution. So you have all these individuals from these different walks of life, different levels of experience, different levels of education. They've experienced different things. They've read different books, been in courses, been in programs themselves. And so when they come to the community, they bring all that knowledge with them. It's not just you and one other person. It's not just you and a coach. It's not just you and your brand strategist. There are all these other people who have had all these other experiences, and because it's a community, they're contributing, right? They're providing support, advice, encouragement, whatever, based on what? The things that they've learned. So now I benefit from the things that you've learned, right? I can also learn from your mistakes. I might have a strategy or something that I'm thinking about doing, or maybe you're looking for something and I've tried it and I know that it doesn't work, or I've tried working with this person and although they have great marketing and branding, they can't really deliver, or I know that this person can definitely deliver and I know that you have some doubts. You can grow and learn more and faster when you're in community, because everybody in the community is bringing their knowledge. That is like exponential growth. The access that you now have to different strategies and statistics and experience and results has just increased 100-fold. So, and we already know that learning is a part of growing your business. We already know that who you are right now, you have the foundational things that you need to be as successful as you'd like to be, but you don't have all the knowledge yet, you know? So you can learn from them. You can like, come on. I want to learn. I want to accelerate my learning. Now that's how I feel. That's why I read books. It's why I am in a coaching program. It is why I do a lot of the things, because I want to grow, because I realize that the more I learn, it's like so cheesy, but it's true. I know the more I learn, the further I'm going to go in life and in my business. And so community is everything, because now I can learn from all these other people. Another thing that, you know, supports the fact that community is a game changer is now you have all these different perspectives to help you solve your problems in a creative way. You know what happens sometimes? Sometimes because of the industry you're in, right? Let me see. I got an actual real example. I love it when I have a real example. I have a friend who is an MLM, multi-level marketing, which a lot of companies are. So think direct sales, right? And with a lot of direct sales people, and if you're a direct salesperson, when you hear this, you know it's true. Even if you don't like it, you know it's true. For most of the direct sales people, they stick to whatever the strategy or branding or whatever is like that they do in that particular thing. So let me explain that. So like with Mary Kay, right? Y'all know I'm a fan of Mary Kay. I used to be a Mary Kay sales rep. I often think about going back to it or adding that. Probably not going to do it, but it's something I think about because it was a good time. I still use and love the products. Y'all see this skin, right? So it's great. And a lot of the women from my squad are Mary Kay sales reps. So I have a love for Mary Kay. This is what I know though. When it comes to selling Mary Kay, there's a way that the corporation teaches their sales representatives to do it. And it's great. And they see great success. But when they are open to trying different strategies outside the box, they can increase their reach. You know, they can expand their reach and they can make more sales and add more people to it. So one of the things that we did, I'm going to give a shout out to my friend, Amber Michelle Lichen. She's a regional sales director for Mary Kay. And she has a Mary Kay studio, which is like the thing, right? You have these parties and then you get people to try the product and then they sell the product and then you talk to them about starting their own business. It's great and that's wonderful. She does videos on YouTube and things like that. But one of the things that changed for her is when she got into a community with women who didn't sell Mary Kay. Got into a community with successful women who were not in direct sales. Because when she started thinking about what are some strategies she can do to build her team, to support her team, the ideas that came in were different from the ideas that were like regular Mary Kay ideas, right? So she had a different perspective from a completely different industry, a completely different way of thinking. So we actually started partnering to do, we did a Get Your Life series, where we invited people to the studio. I'm a motivational speaker. And so each month there was something that I needed to talk about. It was always in support of entrepreneurship and encouraging them to start a job, to start a business or launch a business, but they didn't have to be Mary Kay potentials in order to come. We invited everybody. And do you know what happened? Because we invited everybody and it wasn't Mary Kay specific, she actually got more women on her Mary Kay team. This was a strategy that she might not have come to if she hadn't been in a diverse community. And so when you're in community and you start bringing some of the problems that you have, like, hey, you know, I can't get people to be active in my group. I can't get people to join my team. I'm not selling enough products. I can't get people to buy the book. I'm not getting enough interviews. Whatever your problem is in your business as you're trying to grow this brand, right? When you're in a community with women who are from different walks of life than you and different industries than you, they have a fresh perspective. They are looking at it from outside. They haven't been put in a box. They're not limiting themselves based on what they know about the industry because they don't know anything about your industry. So they are free to come up with these creative ideas. And so now you are able to come up with a solution that's more creative than you might have would have done on your own. Last and certainly not least, the encouragement and accountability that you get in community is like something you would not believe, okay? You just would not believe the encouragement and accountability that comes with community. Why? How is this possible? Well, we all want to encourage somebody. We sometimes struggle to encourage ourselves, but we will encourage a stranger. We will give somebody a compliment. We will tell somebody that we love their shoes, even if they're not designer. We'll say that we love somebody's hair or look or smile. We will encourage somebody to do something that they've been thinking about doing. We don't allow them to be down on themselves. We are quick to do that, especially as women. It's like one of our superpowers, right? To be encouraging. Oh, my hair looks crazy. To be encouraging to other women, that is like a superpower. It's what we do. We are not, I know that you've heard this crap. It's just a lie. Women don't get along well. Women don't support women. That is like the dumbest thing I ever heard. We are some of the most supporting, encouraging, compassionate, and caring people on the planet. Okay? And just like every other group, we have those that are lost or that are hurt, and so they act like they ain't got no sense. But for the most part, as women, that is a part of who. How is it that we are so nurturing and giving at home, but we don't nurture and give anywhere else? That's just not true. We are some of the most compassionate and encouraging women on the planet. And so when you get in a community of other women, the natural thing for them to do is to encourage you, to root you on, to celebrate your wins, and to give you grace for the setbacks that you experience. And that fuels the work that you need to do. That helps you to stay consistent. It helps you to show up as your most bold self. That happens in community because you also realize like, oh, I'm not crazy. I'm not the only one experiencing this. I'm not the only one that has doubts. I'm not the only one that doesn't have somebody in my family that understands. Like, no, it's not just me. Oh, okay, that's like a regular thing. People are ready to encourage you because they understand what it's like to be you. They understand what it's like to want something so badly that you've never experienced before. And that everybody that you know close to you, they think you look crazy, right? We know what that's like. And so when you get in community, it's a natural thing for you to get this extra encouragement. But something else you get is accountability. Accountability. Accountability is huge. The majority of people on the planet who experience transformation really of any kind, whether it is weight loss or business, whatever, these are people who have someone holding them accountable. Even when I am talking about like my Bible program, the Courage Circle, I always encourage you to get someone else to sign up with you. Even with the Bible study downloads that I do, I'm like, oh, it's great to have an accountability partner. You know why? Because while we will sometimes let ourselves down, I might not always show up for me, but I'm always show up for you. I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep my word to you. And when I don't have a place to hide, when I make a commitment to myself, then the women in my community can help me keep my word to myself. Does that make sense? So when you have a goal, or you have a plan, or you have a strategy, oh, I'm going to put out one new podcast a week. I'm going to get this book written in the next 6 months. I'm going to start this YouTube channel. I'm going to grow my Mary Kay team to 8 women. I'm going to increase my keto community to 500. Whatever your goals are, when you say that in community, you now have somebody encouraging you, celebrating you, rooting you on, and checking for you. Now somebody's like, oh, girl, I thought you said your podcast was coming out. That's legit how I started this podcast. Shout out to Alicia D, Body Confidence. Listen, Body Confidence Movement. Listen, I told Alicia that I was going to start a podcast. I really wanted to start a podcast. This was years ago. I really wanted to start a podcast after listening to The Great Girlfriends. I hadn't listened to podcasts before, but Alicia was always telling me about The Great Girlfriends podcast. You should totally check it out. And I listened to it and I loved it. But there was two of them. They were co-hosts and they like talked. It was like two great girlfriends just talking. And then they would interview people and all of this. And I was like, I got a lot to say. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I got a lot to say, right? Like, I got a lot to say. I want a podcast, but I felt like I couldn't do a podcast because I didn't have a co-host. Like, I felt like I needed somebody to host with me. I kept thinking, nobody wants to listen to me talk. People don't want to hear me. Listen, people don't want to hear what I have to say. Just me. People want to hear a conversation, right? I just didn't think that people wanted to hear me by myself. And so I told Alicia I was going to start the podcast, or I wanted to start one. And we got on a call, we were just talking, and then she gave me a deadline. Listen, she's like, oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so good. I have a lot to say. I talk a lot. She's like, yeah, but you always got something to say, right? Like, what you say is valuable. People need to hear. It's always something good. You're not just talking about nothing. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. Listen, that first episode, I think it's from like May 2018. Might even be from May 2017. No, it might be 2018. I don't know when it was. You can check the date, but listen. When I tell you that first episode was so sad, it was horrible. The sound was horrible. I had like my vocal cords were like swollen or something. I had something like some type of bronchitis, something, some type of respiratory something. Okay. But the deadline came and I waited and waited and waited until the day that I had to put it out there. I didn't outline it. I didn't have any ideas. I got notes, y'all. I ain't have any notes. So I recorded it and I didn't have any equipment. I recorded it on my iPhone. I probably had like an iPhone 6 or something. And I recorded it sitting on the edge of my bed. At like the end of my day, I sounded horrible. I'm like, hey, y'all, this is Courage Melina. I had lost my voice. Oh my gosh, I sounded so horrible. And I didn't have anything to talk about. And I said, 100 times. And you could hear me breathing. Because I was struggling to breathe. And what else can I tell you? And what else do you want to know? It was so bad. It was not even sloppy progress. It was just sloppy. But because I had this accountability, somebody who was holding me accountable, somebody I knew was going to be checking for me, I did it. And actually, in my first year, I was an award-winning podcast. I won Podcast of the Year after my first year of being a podcaster. So even though my first episode was crap, absolute crap. I leave it there so that people can appreciate growth, not just my growth, but so you can appreciate your own growth, that we all have to start somewhere. And we don't all start at the top. As a matter of fact, no one starts at the top, right? Nobody starts at the top. And so when you're in community with people, somebody's there to see your greatness, to recognize your greatness, and to hold you accountable to that greatness, because they realize that you were created with a purpose and that there are people out in this world who need what you have to offer, whether it's your voice or your message or your product or your service. There are people who need you. And so when you're in community, it's easier for people to see it. It's so easy for us to see their greatness in others. Now, y'all know that I'm all about loving yourself and showing up as your most bold self and having confidence and taking courageous actions. But the truth is, at the end of the day, it's just easier to see greatness in other people. And when you're in community, that means that people are going to find it easy to see greatness in you. And that's so necessary on this walk. It's a game changer to be in a community like that. And this is just bonus. This is not even included in my notes. Not to mention the inspiration that you get. Listen, when you realize that God has called you for greatness and that there are blessings with your name on it and you're in competition with nobody else and your time is coming, when you recognize that, when you're in that space and you're in a community where you see people winning, when you are in a community where you see someone else winning, oh, they just got a contract, oh, they're getting paid to do something, they have people enrolled in their courses, they made some sales, they have a new client, they were able to get a contract. When you see that, that is inspiring because you've seen their journey. And you remember just 3 weeks ago, they needed a word of encouragement to send the pitch email, and now they've won. That's exciting. You're like, oh my gosh. That means that they didn't have to be certain in order to win. They didn't have to be super experienced and have all these credentials in order to be successful. And you remember that because you saw them. Oh, I remember you 2 months ago when you hadn't even done your first live. Now you're doing lives every single week and you have more people joining your community, or you have more people watching your YouTube. I remember when you just had one YouTube follower and now you have 10,000. That inspires you. Being in a community where people are winning, where people are doing it afraid, that inspires you. It's like mob mentality at its finest. There is this thing, right? Mob mentality, it's not just like this cute little saying. I think it's psychology, right? This idea that what I might be willing to do because the group is doing it. Now, normally they're talking about illegal and violent activity. But I think the mind still works the same. I believe the mind still works the same. When you're in a mob and you wouldn't normally riot and rob and everybody else is rioting and robbing and you get caught up in the emotions, now you're rioting and mobbing. It's the same sentiment with the cult, where you wouldn't normally behave that way. Now that you're in a community where everybody is doing that, you are going to drink the Kool-Aid too. What would it look like? This is why I love psychology and I want to study the mind, because I always think about what would it look like if we took the idea of mob mentality. We know it's a thing. We don't have to make it a thing. We know it's a thing. We know that people get involved in a mob and they do things that they wouldn't normally do alone. We know that people join cults and they drink the Kool-Aid and they wouldn't normally drink the Kool-Aid, right? To their own detriment. What would it look like if we used that psychology to help us make different decisions? And we said, you know what? I can see that community is a game changer. And I can either use community for good or for evil. I'm obviously suggesting that you use community for good. Because when you get into a community, good or bad, the energy of that community pushes you towards the goal. And if you're in a community where people's goals are to increase their impact in their income, then you will also fall into that. You will also start to do things outside of your comfort zone, like, oh my gosh, I never would have gone live. Oh my gosh, I never would have sent that pitch email. But now I see the people in my community are sending these emails and creating these decks and launching products and services and hosting webinars. And I can see that people I know are winning, but I can see the behind the scenes that they were scared when they hit that launch button, that they were scared when they hit that publish button, but they still did it. And people from this community showed up to support them. That's going to give you the mob mentality towards the right thing. It's going to have you drinking the right type of Kool-Aid, not that Jonestown Kool-Aid, right? It's going to have you leaning towards doing activities that are going to take you closer to the woman you want to become. So community is an absolute game changer, and I feel like it's something that's often overlooked. When I talk to women, I get on these discovery calls, or if somebody inboxes me or sends me a DM on social media, and they're thinking that they want to work with me, right? Because I'm the courage coach. And you've seen maybe testimonials of what my clients are doing now in their business and how things have changed, or how their lives have changed, or how they have made a pivot, or how their faith has grown. So I get women that will send me messages and they're like, oh, so-and-so said you did this. And they'll be like, oh, but I want to work with you one-on-one. Do you have any one-on-one programs? I don't have any one-on-one programs. I have a couple one-on-one sessions, which I say, but one of the biggest reasons why these women want one-on-one sessions or want one-on-one programs is because they undervalue and underestimate the impact that being in a community is going to have. There's still this scarcity mindset, this idea that if I'm in a group or if I'm in a community, then I won't get all that I need, and that, you know, somebody else might get more, right? So if you're in a group, if you're in a group coaching program, right? So the Courageous Tribe is group and it has community. The Courage Circle, it's not a coaching program, but it's also a group. It's not one-on-one. Purpose to Platform with Patrice Washington, group. Mastery and Momentum, group. All of these group programs, CCA, the Creative Content Academy, with Olivia Hayward and Amber Michelle Likens. Guess what? Group. And what happens is somebody will think, well, if I'm a part of the group, I won't be able to get as much one-on-one time with the lead coach, right? Because maybe you're a fan. Maybe you've been watching them on YouTube. Maybe you've been listening to the podcast. Maybe you've been listening to my podcast. You think, oh my gosh, it'd be so great to work with her. And because you can afford it, you think, oh, it'd be better for me to do one-on-one. One, I don't offer it because I don't enjoy that. And y'all know I'm all about, I don't enjoy long-term one-on-one. And you guys know that I'm all about creating a business model, product, or service that fits you. That does not fit my personality or my preference, so I'm not with it. Not to mention the fact that you rob yourself of growth when you're only relying on the coach. I don't care who the coach is. I don't care who the coach is. They can be brilliant. What I know about them is that they don't know everything. Myself included. That's not how humans... It doesn't matter how high you go or how much you achieve or how many people are following you. I really like Oprah. She don't know everything. She doesn't know everything. So yes, if I had an opportunity to do some time with her, great. But if I had some opportunity to be in a group where Oprah might be the lead, but there are going to be other women who are also, like, I'm going to learn not only from Oprah, I'm going to learn from everybody. We have got to get rid of this mindset that I can only learn from the leader. You can literally learn from anybody. You can learn from the smartest person in the room and the person who's not the smartest person in the room. You can learn from everybody. And when you are in a community, in order for it to work for you, in order for you to get the most out of it, one, you have to contribute and you have to go in there with the mindset, I ain't going to leave nothing here. Nothing is going to be wasted. I'm going to learn everything I can learn. I'm going to get all the support that I can get. The coach is only one person, so even if I'm only doing one-on-one with you, my time is limited. And unless you're paying me $1 million a year, that means I have to see other clients. So I can only be like, you can only get so much time from me, and you're only getting it from me. Instead of getting time, it's more cost effective usually to be in a group than it is for one-on-one. And you can learn from everybody that's in a group, everybody that's in a community. I'm not so stuck on, and I think this is what has, you know, helped me a lot along the way. I'm not so stuck on like the process, like I can only learn from this person. No, I need to learn, and I'm gonna get it how I can get it. And if that's in a group, great. If it's in a book, if it's in a community, if it's in a pod, if it's in a mastermind, I myself as a coach, the coaching, the business coaching that I get, let me be clear and transparent, okay? The business coaching that I get, I am one of three coaches in the business coaching program that I'm in. And I get business coaching once a month, right? It's consistent. It's with the same coach and it's with other coaches. The lead coach isn't the only coach that's telling me stuff. I'm learning from the other coaches as well, right? Because they have a different background. They have different experience. They have a different knowledge base. They have different gifting and skills, and I can learn from them as well. I'm also in a mastermind alliance, Mosaic Women Network. It is a mastermind that, you know, I'm a co-founder with Olivia, but there are seven of us, and we also meet once a month, and we're holding each other accountable. I'm in community. I'm in community. I don't just run one. I'm in one. Why? Because I know that community can be a game changer, that I can learn from these other women. I don't just need to learn from one person, from this idea of a guru. Like, no, I'm trying to accelerate my learning, not stunt my growth, not stunt my progress. And so when you open your eyes and you recognize that community is a game changer, it prepares you to do the work that you've been called to do. And so y'all know what it is. It's time for your assignment for the week. And your assignment for the week is to join the community, Dose of Courage community. If you are listening to this podcast and you're not a part of a community of entrepreneurial women who are looking to level up in faith, business, and life, if you're not a part of a community of women who are ready to increase their impact and their income, then I want you to join Dose of Courage on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you know what I want you to do? Get on Facebook and join the community. Especially if you have community, if you have that somewhere, great, cool. And it's not, it has to be specific, right? The community is specific. This is not like a Bible study community. Because a Bible study community is going to encourage and support me in one way, but the women in the Bible study don't understand what it is to build a business necessarily, unless it's a specific entrepreneurial type Bible study. Okay, then I'm with you. But are you getting from the communities that you're in what you need? And if you're not, your assignment is to join the Dose of Courage community. And then I want you to engage, participate, and initiate conversations, because the difference between a community and a group is that people in the group are there to receive. People in the community are there for a reciprocal type of relationship. They're there to give and to receive support. They're there to share knowledge and to get knowledge. They're there to get support and to give support. That's the difference between a community and a group. So don't join the Dose of Courage. Now, I gave you an invitation, but I'm going to tell you now, do not join Dose of Courage community if you are not interested in community. If you are not interested in engaging and participating and initiating and supporting and sharing and celebrating people other than me, the other women in the community, if you're not interested in connecting to them, do us both a favor. Don't join the community, girl, okay? Don't do it. Because Dose of Courage community is one with expectation. I expect for you to engage. I expect for you to participate. I expect for you to initiate. If you are unable, unwilling to do it, don't join. It's cool. Just keep listening to the podcast. And then three, as always, I want you to share this podcast. Share it. You can screenshot however you're watching it. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Share the link with somebody else. Send it an email. Share it in a community. Whatever. If this has blessed you, then bless somebody else with it. All right. That is it for today. Listen, I'm doing this podcast every single week in hopes that you would start to show up as your most bold self and take courageous action consistently so that you could increase your impact and your income. We're talking about building wealth and leaving a legacy of impact here. You know what I'm saying? All right. I will see y'all inside the community. Bye. Love y'all.